Hi there, and thanks for joining me for our Daily Bread. I'm Sheridan Voysey, and I've titled today's devotional, Good News. In 1941, as Hitler's reign was expanding across Europe, novelist John Steinbeck was asked to help with the war effort. He wasn't asked to fight or visit troops on the front line, but to instead write a story. The result was The Moon is Down, a novel about a peaceful land that gets invaded by an evil regime. Printed on underground presses and secretly distributed throughout occupied countries, the novel sent a message. The Allies were coming, and by imitating the novel's characters, readers could help secure their freedom. Through The Moon is Down, Steinbeck brought good news to people under Nazi rule. Their liberation was near. Like the characters in Steinbeck's story, Jews in the first century were an occupied people under brutal Roman rule. But centuries before, in the book of Isaiah, God had promised to send an ally to liberate them and bring peace to the world. Joy erupted when that ally arrived. "We tell you the good news," Paul said in Acts chapter 13. "What God promised our ancestors, he has fulfilled for us by raising up Jesus." Through Jesus' resurrection and offer of forgiveness, the world's restoration had begun. Since then, this story has spread throughout the globe, bringing peace and freedom wherever it's embraced. Jesus has been raised from the dead. Our liberation from sin and evil has begun. In him, we're free. Today's scripture reading is from Acts chapter 13, verses 32 to 39. "We tell you the good news. What God promised our ancestors, he has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is written in the second psalm, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father.' God raised him from the dead so that he will never be subject to decay. As God has said, 'I will give you the holy and sure blessings promised to David.' So it is also stated elsewhere, 'You will not let your Holy One see decay.' Now when David had served God's purposes in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with his ancestors, and his body decayed. But the one whom God raised from the dead did not see decay. Therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin, a justification you were never able to obtain under the law of Moses." Let's pray. God, we are so glad for this good news. Jesus has been raised from the dead and is now forgiving sins and renewing the world. Make us good news people to others today, in both word and deed. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.